The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Sometimes I think someone's going to say the parrot cast. Chris, you had a long answer there, and I had to interrupt
you. It wasn't a long answer. It was just telling it like it is, Gene.
I really appreciate everything you just said there. It is so true, and the amount of effort that you're putting in and have put in over the years is absolutely remarkable and worthy of.
And I'm not doing it to become rich and famous.
I didn't mean that in any kind of negative way to suggest.
No, I know you didn't. I do it because I feel motivated. I feel excited. I feel like I'm doing people. You know, it's my community service. Okay, my whole work with Ray Stanford, I have spent I don't know how much money. With trips out there, with phone calls back when I was being charged for them, and none of it has generated a dime. Okay, I'm doing it because I'm the only person positioned who he'll trust to talk to and allow to document his process. And at some point, when he says it's okay, I'm going to reveal a whole bunch of stuff that I've been writing down about this guy. Okay, now I promised I wouldn't mention him on the show, but I'm doing this as an example of what's it called? An altruistic motivation. Okay,
when you're the only person
that can do a job, you got to do it.
Chris, with respect to Stanford, I think we're really lucky to have someone who's in a position to be able to do that in the field. Absolutely. No question about it. Regardless of whatever anyone else might say, or even some of the comments you'll see me make about, you know, the whole issue itself of why we can't see it, I think we're absolutely very lucky to have you in that position.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about the other elders that I'm working with on the Native American tradition. I never talk about that stuff. I never talk about all the gratis work that I'm doing from an altruistic point of view because I'm positioned to do it. And, you know, many are called and few are chosen. And the few that are chosen better ratchet up their freaking game and really do the work. That's all I'm saying. And I either inspire people to do things and help them in their process and keep publishing or perish, you know?
So us, the believers, the true believers, should be glad you're out there doing this work, is what you're saying. And I would personally, I tend to agree. I think you're an asset to the field.
We got to continue here. There's a lot of stuff going on. We haven't even had a chance yet. Now, there are a number of questions in our forums, and we're down to our last four segments. Who wants to volunteer to read some of them? Burn State?
Yeah, I've got one just as a follow-up to this, and there's two kind of questions that come together. One's from Tony MC, and the other one's from Ravensfee, and it's all along this question of scientific investigation. And Tony MC asks, in specific, what are the concrete steps that must be taken to turn ufology into something closer to a science, and what would those next steps be? And I think a good combo thing that to go along with this, Ravensfee asks, can you even apply a scientific approach to a subject which by its very nature may be overturning the foundations of traditional science?
Boy, excellent combination of questions there.
Well, I agree we may have to invent some new rules here. But the first step is to agree that we don't know exactly what's going on yet. We don't have a provable case. We can think that we do, but we can't really prove much of anything. And right now we've been doing the same thing for 60 years. And isn't that the definition of insanity? Expecting a different result. Well, we haven't had the different result. So let's take the baby, the bathwater, throw it all out, and try something better to try to monitor what's going on and take a fresh approach to looking at it. Do we have to overturn all the rules of science and scientific research? I don't know, but if we do, we do. Chris?
Oh, man. I don't particularly agree with that, Gene. I really have a sense that a lot of good work has been done, and I don't think that just because there's a lot of crappy work and a lot of, you know, just, I don't know, people not being up to speed and just deciding to believe whatever it is that rings their bell, I don't think all that should be lumped together and thrown out.
No, but the problem here is we need to separate what has been done, I agree. A small number of people have done. If 98% of the work out there is junk, let's get that 2% and let's push the heck out of it.
Okay, so a better way to say that is let's identify, and this is Greg Bishop really talking, let's identify the work that's really, it opens up new vistas and new doorways of thinking. And look at the databases, look at the kinds of reliable data that we have and accept that and maybe throw everything else out. But you've got to make a determination, because by saying that none of this is valid, even though there are some people that could really make a strong case that that's true, I personally don't believe that. But we've got to, you know, at least decide, somebody somewhere decide what we should keep and use that as the basis to build a new car that has wheels that aren't going to fly off over the course of 60 years.
But that's because the problem. That's the problem. Who's going to make the decision? If you have a scientific field, say geology, okay, there are authorities inside that field who define what gets studied, what's valid. You have peer review, but you have this over, you know, umbrella type of organization for psychology and astronomy and people who decide where the field's going, what's legitimate, what isn't, what gets thrown out.
Right. And that's what the journals are all about.
And peer review. And we don't have anything like that in ufology. Okay, we have nothing because and who's going to respect it anyway? You know, if I write a paper in psychology and it's garbage and I fight it, they're going to throw me out of the field. Okay, and nobody's going to listen to me and I lose all credibility. In ufology, who's going to be the authority and who is going to succumb to that authority? Okay, where if I write a paper about thinking that extraterrestrials are all from the moon, okay, and the authority comes out and says, no, that paper is not valid because we can show this and that, show them this and that, okay, and then I say, well, I don't care what you say. I'm going to publish it anyway and go off on my own, you know, task.
Well, this has to be, you know, a stand beside effort. I mean, you've got to allow everybody's process to continue on the way it's going to continue on regardless.
I completely agree. I just don't think that there's too many egos in the field that it's just not going to happen. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's just too many egos that even if you get an authority type of organization over.
Nobody will be able to agree on anything.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Speaking of egos there, do we have some more questions from the forum there?
Well, just to go along with this discussion then, because I think the cream does rise to the top and birds of the feather are going to flock together. Good stuff is going to happen with people who want to do good stuff. But in thinking of outside of the box stuff, Wade asks a good question. It's a pickup on the Greg Bishop piece. Greg Bishop has mentioned before that if there were any forthcoming answers to the UFO phenomenon, it might come from other seemingly unrelated fields. I'd like to know what Gene and Chris feel about this. What are the fields that you think would play an important role in the future of, say, ufology?
Well, consciousness studies, obviously. I mean, that's a given.
I think, in this sense, what we are learning about physics, if we want to look at something like mm-hmm. that, learning more about how this universe works, the more we discover about that, the more awareness might come as to what might cause some of the anomalies out there.
I've always advocated exhaust all closed system explanations before we jump to the extra mundane or extraterrestrial.
Well, that certainly covers a lot. I mean, the key is, of course, that UFOs are seen here, or at least if they're seen or allegedly reported by astronauts near Earth. That's where we see UFOs. We don't see them on the moon, despite all the stories about that possibility. We're not seeing them on the moon. We're not necessarily seeing them anywhere else. So, yeah, we start here.
I don't know about that, but still, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Well, there's an exception here. Let's hear the exception. Do you think there are strange things going on the moon?
In the rings of Saturn, that there's some pretty good, pretty interesting work that's been done on that. There's some, you know, just talk to Don Ecker about lunar transient phenomena.
Okay, but you're talking about, first of all, we're learning more about what's going on other planets, other moons. And that might lead us to some answers. And maybe the lunar mysteries might, although I don't think that's proven yet. We can discuss that later with Gene and Chris and Burnt State, Jeff Crowell, Chris Johnson. Randall, Ufology, you're in
the Super Terrific Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast WIF server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Oh, boy. That's cool. It sounds like something from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, or the hippies. Is he a hippie? Is it a hippie movement?
I would never have made it as a hippie. Not that I didn't imbibe of substances.
No, the super groovy Paracast.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Right arm. Okay, let's see. Jeff, can you probe some questions from our listeners?
Absolutely. Ravensfee asks, who was the worst guest that you've ever had on the Paracast? And follow-up question, who has been the most interesting guest you've ever had on the Paracast?
Well, it depends on what the result was. So, for example, Bill Nell might have been one of the worst because he was an out-and-out fake. This goes back a number of years. We had Bill Nell on the show. And we knew before he came on that this guy was a fake. We knew that. It was telegraphed. And we knew that if we presented him at some point in time, he would have basic hung up the phone, would have happened. So that there is an example, I don't know, of the worst show, but certainly the one where the guest departed early and we knew why.
I think entertainingly bad.
Entertainingly bad. I'll go for that. Yeah. So I think in terms of worst guest, I think he vies for it.
My answer to that would be there's a number of them. You know, Aaron Kaplan really left me cold. Joshua Shapiro kind of left me cold. I thought those guys didn't, bear well with the questioning. Jim Sparks, I remember one of the older episodes. Wasn't it Biedny that asked him, well, what are the bathrooms like? You were on board that ship for 5 days.
The question was, where did you go to the bathroom if you were on the ship for so long? How did you go to the bathroom? Did you just let it leak out? He didn't quite make it that graphic, but you get the point. That was a classic question.
Classic. You know, in terms of bad shows, the Blake Cousins was, unfortunately, he got on an hour late. We already had a chance to really go over the website that he and his brother run. That one was one of the few times I actually kind of got angry. Normally I keep an even keel as a host of the show, but I started to get a little hot under the collar about the role that their website is playing in the field, and very detrimental role. It's very anti-educational as far as I'm concerned. It's definitely part of the major part of the problem.
One of the other bad episodes of the show is Bill Ryan and Kerry Cassidy.
Yeah.
It goes back to 2006. And in those days, you see, we put on almost anybody and deal with it. Although the greater emphasis was on credible guests. But we get people like that, and we go into their nonsense, and we come out left cold.
Yeah. Well, anytime Greg Bishop's on, I think Greg is one of the unsung heroes of real creative thinkers in this field. I really respect his humor, his insight, and his encyclopedic knowledge. The guy really does, you know, the work in terms of reading the books, meeting the people, ascertaining information, cross-referencing information, and coming up with really good ideas. I think Greg is one of my favorite heroes in the field.
I think he is heard by entirely too few people.
Yeah, Micah Hanks is another one. I love Micah's brand of thinking. He's very erudite, very well-spoken. Anytime he comes on, it's a pleasure. I'd like to say Ray Stanford, but he does not represent himself as well as he probably should. Although I know, privately, the guy is just an absolute mind blower, and he will blow minds, believe me, before he's done. There's been a number of people. I think Richard Dolan is very well spoken, extremely bright. We were able to ask him tough questions, and it doesn't faze him. We could go on and on. I mean, there's been a ton of people on the show. Kevin Randall, even though he's a little acerbic and, kind of hemorrhoidal at times.
Oh, boy.
Well, I would be, too, if I was Kevin Randall and had to deal with the amount of crap that he's dealt with for the last 45, 50 years.
Especially in the last year with the subject that shall not be named.
Yeah, especially with the Roswell Slides issue, and he can't – it's full of Schmidt as far as he can't Randall it because he knows it's full of Schmidt.
Oh, please stop it now before we have the little cane that pulls you from the side of the auditorium. Okay, Red Pill Junkie is a gem.
Yes.
I think absolutely. He's spectacular. I particularly enjoy the time that he talked about the possible connection between near-death experiences and UFO abductions. Certainly, Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds is fun. I was on his show just the other week. I don't know if anybody heard it, but
yeah, you were great. I listened to it Sunday.
I have no idea what I said. Maybe somebody will tell me.
You were very articulate.
Oh, must be somebody else. Let's go to another question.
I got a follow-up to that one about the shows from Tony MC, first-time poster, and he had a bunch of good questions for you. But this is, you and Chris, he says, do a decent job of asking probing questions when the guest is full of BS. Which guests have been the most out there while not setting off your BS detectors?
I don't know. That's impossible to say, because if they're out there, they're going to set off our BS detectors. We give certain people a little bit of leeway. J.C. Johnson obviously springs to mind. I mean, yeah. I just don't know what to make of the guy. You know, I've spent time out in the field with him. He seems to be totally serious. I don't think he's delusional. I think he undergoes some pretty weird experiences, but you know, where other people's stories get tied in with his stories, or, you know, maybe his recollections get kind of murky here and there. I'll tell you, there's no more entertaining person around a campfire in a spooky place than J.C. Johnson. That guy is a master storyteller. He really is. He's really good. Whether he hasn't tweaked my BS meter or not, I mean, you know, there's very few guests that I suspend my BS meter, and I do give JC a little bit of extra wiggle room because he's so fun to have on.
You know, who infuriated me was Paula Harris.
Oh, yeah.
This is where she had said at one particular lecture that Billy Meyer was the real deal. And me and Biedney, we got together and we pushed her on that score. You said that. And she tried to deny it. Well, this, that, and the other thing. But you said it. You used those words. And it got to be pretty hot and heavy. The other guest that was infuriating because she's trying to make a mystical event out of it, and she seems like a nice person. I've met her a number of times. Lynn Kitai. She's a medical doctor. She should be qualified. She should certainly not be one who accepts too many things. But she has made the Phoenix Lights into some kind of mystical event that far overshadows what really happened. What's going to happen is we have to do a break. Let me tell you again to go to plus.theparacast.com to learn about the Paracast Plus, about the ad-free version of this show after the Paracast, and free goodies for long-term subscriptions, plus.theparacast.com. Turn around is fair play. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So there we go. We've got two more segments left. We're trying to get through your questions. We've got Chris Johnson, or CJ, Jeff Crowell. We've got Randall, often known as Ufology, and we've got Burnt State. And we're basically dealing here with questions from listeners in our remaining segments. CJ, you want to tackle a couple and read a few for us?
I'm not looking at questions in the forum, but I've got to follow up on what we were just talking about in the last segment. Can you highlight, you know, one of the Paracast has a huge back catalog now, filled with all sorts of characters that we were talking, some of which we were talking about in the last segment. Are there particular shows that you can highlight that listeners, old and new, should, you know, pay a special attention to? I mean, I know you definitely mentioned Greg Bishop and Micah Hanks, and their episodes are always great. Are there any other individuals who may have only been on once that, you know, left you guys with, you know, impressed, I guess, and that you would recommend other people go back and check out?
We've got nearly 500 episodes here. The Paracast will be 10 years old as of February. There's a lot of stuff there. I think a few guests who haven't been on often would be worth listening to because they might not be around anymore. We have an episode for August 1st, 2006. Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr., because we have the eyewitness, somebody who, when he was a kid, saw what purportedly was the material from the Roswell crash. So that's one, I think, very key example. We had him on a couple of times. He wrote a book. And certainly that is the sort of episode, I think, that ends up being a classic, mostly because of the fact that he's no longer here, and therefore what we have is the record of what he had to say. So look that up. Anything with that. And the nice thing we've got here on the Paracast, we have a show archive page with every single episode is still there, and you could search it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to add a few names on there. Of course, you know, the two shows that really are dear to my heart are my real inspiration in many ways, Dr. Jacques Vallée. Anytime we've had Jerome Clark on, he's an absolute, literally, an encyclopedia of knowledge. We've had a number of people that we haven't had on very many times. Colonel John Alexander, very interesting, shady in one sense, and sly and kind of wink-wink, but a lot of fun to talk to him. Again, I mentioned Kevin Randall. I think he was very important person to bounce stuff off of concerning this latest Roswell Slides thing. Lloyd Auerbach doesn't do very many radio shows. He's one of the only people in the United States with an actual degree in parapsychology. Very interesting. We just had Chris Rutowski on. He's very, very good to listen to, and I think he's a person that just listening to him one time, you can sense this guy really has a sense of what he's talking about and is very grounded. You know, Brad Steiger, we haven't had him on the show for very, in a while. I mean, the guy's written over, how many books, Gene? Like 600 or something? I mean.
It's like 175 or something. The last time Brad Steiger was on, we have to fix that, was November 17th, 2013.
Yeah.
And by the way, the key about Steiger, and it's very interesting, he was on the very first episode of the PowerCast, February 28th, 2006. And the other guest, of course, was the late Jim Moseley. I think if you want to hear someone who is just a gem in the field, listen to every episode we did with Moseley. We did a number of them.
Yeah. Talk about entertaining.
Yeah.
Joseph Farrell, somebody else that I think we should have back on the show. He's very difficult to get as a guest. His whole sort of revisionist, you know, post-World War II Nazi money, Nazi technology information, extremely well-researched, Oxford research scholar. Stan Gordon, one of my real all-time heroes out in the field, incredible investigator, all the way back to the Kecksburg incident in the early 60s. His work in Pennsylvania, it's just, you know, nobody has been in the trenches to the degree and extent that he has. Very well spoken and a great guest to have on.
He will be back shortly. He has a new book out.
Right.
So we're going to have in touch with him. We're waiting for copies of the book. I don't have one yet. Maybe Chris got his. But as soon as we get the book and have a chance to look it over, we'll definitely have him back on.
And we're going to have Nick Redfern on. I mean, talk about a guy that is just a workaholic. He has written so many books, is so up to speed on so many subjects. Nick is a real inspiration for me, and I'm sure a lot of people out there. All the accolades that he gets, he deserves them and more. You know, I could go down the line. Who else have we had? Some really cool folks. Albert Rosales and his humanoid database is another one I like.
And we want to get him back, too. Okay.
So go ahead,
CJ. I have another question.
I mean, I think that was a great answer. I just wanted to get you guys on record to help new listeners, you know, be able to navigate that back catalog. And I couldn't agree more with all of the names you guys dropped. It was great. I mean, Brad Steiger is just a fantastic storyteller. Moseley, yeah, a bunch of classic episodes right there.
The key here is that we have an incredible catalog, and what we've done, and not everyone does it, we've made that available free, the entire catalog. Now, a lot of people have been saying, you know what, you should put that behind the paywall. I think eventually we might consider that. But right now, before we do that or consider that, if you want to catch up on the PowerCast and see how things have changed from the original co-host to Chris and some of the guest co-hosts we had over the years, see how the dynamic of the show has in some respects changed and in other respects not changed at all, because I'm still here. Why don't you look at our back catalog and enjoy it, really?
One of the things I was going to suggest, too, regarding the back catalog, and I don't know if this is possible, is if at some point, you know, based on a lot of those names and classic back episodes, if there's a way to go back, you know, edit them, you know, edit the commercials or anything out of them and put a select few of them behind, you know, as an incentive for Paracast Plus subscribers.
That's a good idea. Like featured, you know, or
like a Hall of Fame list or a highlight list.
Yeah, highlighted.
you know, you have a Brad Steiger, a Stan Gordon, you know, a Jim Moseley. Like, again, like a lot of the episodes we just talked about here, you edit them out all the commercials, you put them behind, and it's another incentive to sign up for the Paracast Plus and get a bunch of classic episodes curated, you know, for, you know, people who are interested in that stuff.
You know what? I would like to do that. There's only one minor problem with that is when you edit what is an MP3 file, what they call a lossy file, the quality goes down. Some of the early episodes, we streamed them live, or at least a recorded version of it, and the quality wasn't so great. So we'd have to work with an audio engineer, and Chris, maybe you could tackle
this.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be that difficult to beef a little bit, EQ it and stuff. I mean, it's not – once you get your settings for the particular particular audio quality of that episode, then you could just let it run. It's not that difficult.
Well, you know what? Let's think of a few particular guests like Brad Steiger or Jim Moseley, classic episodes. Stick them behind the paywall. You get them if you sign up for the Paracast Plus. So you better hurry and listen to them because I think they're going to disappear soon. Okay? I'm being serious about here because we're giving you a lot of stuff free of charge that almost every other show out there, they charge for this stuff, you know.
Great.
We're throwing a lot of money on the table.
All right. Who's next?
I got a question.
Shoot. We're going to have to do a break in about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here, real quick. Tom, 1961, from forum.theparacast.com, asks, Gene, we would like to hear more stories from your early days with Jim Moseley.
Oh, boy. You know, the thing here is I have to paint the picture, and it's not going to end here. It's probably going to take us to the rest of the show. Now, Jim Moseley hired me as the first full-time employee for Saucer News as managing editor. This goes back to the 1960s. And I made all of $5 an hour, which seems really slightly below minimum wage now. But this is the 1960s, folks. It's like getting, what, $50 an hour now? It was a pretty good salary for a college student. We'll tell you more about that background. We have Turnaround is Fair Play with a panel of guest experts. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You can save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
CJ certainly has another talent. I haven't figured out what it is yet, but we'll continue. Chris Johnson is CJ, Jeff Crowell, Burns State, and, of course, ufology. The question was the early days with me and Jim. So understand here that Jim had this office at 303 Fifth Avenue in New York. And I'd come in there every day. When I was going to school, I'd come in later in the afternoon. But I was there, and it kept me alive. In fact, it was a number of years before I earned that $5 again per hour or more when I started working in broadcasting. It was probably 5 or 6 years before I could get that salary again. In any case, one day, this guy comes in, he's writing for a major magazine, he starts talking to us, and we got to know this guy, and he was, we didn't realize, somebody who eventually become one of the most significant and innovative thinkers in UFO research. That was John Keel. This came over one day, he called Jim for an appointment, and that was certainly something really interesting, something unexpected. And we got to know him over the years, but it all happened right there. And that was in the early days with Jim Moseley. Another time, I've mentioned this before, Jim got a call from Howard Menger, the contactee, the guy who once was considered to be the Jerzy Adamski. And he said he had to talk to us. Now, Jim Moseley was somebody who, in his Saucer News magazine, was skeptical of the traditional contactees like Adamski and Menger. But Menger said, let's have lunch. So we went across the street. This is at 303 Fifth Avenue in New York, where we had the office. Went across the street to a diner. And we had lunch with him. And he started telling us that he thought that he was part of a government experiment, that the people he met who were supposedly aliens were government agents. So that's a couple of the wacky things that happened way back when.
Let's do some more questions if they're out there.
Okay.
Got a couple questions here from Blowfish, one of them pretty interesting. During your interviews in the 1950s, 60s, 70s with UFO investigators such as Major Kehoe, Dr. Ivan Sanderson, and John Keel, what was their worst fear about the paranormal or UFO subjects?
I don't think that was ever expressed by Major Kehoe at all. Major Kehoe wanted to sell the proposition that he felt from the very beginning, that UFOs were spaceships, get the word out, have disclosure. Dr. Ivan Sanderson had a lot of fascinating stories to tell, but I don't know if there was a fear. Now, in terms of John Keel, just read his books, you know, because he was looking at UFOs and demonology, and you have to consider the ramifications.
He was afraid of everything.
Something like that. Also, towards the end of Keel's life, he was a very bitter man.
So, yeah, another one from Blowfish says, what's everyone's thoughts on our ancient history and speculation? Do you think that the world's leaders will ever disclose other advanced life forms in our solar system if discovered?
Well, you see, that's a debatable question here because we have, number one, whether the leaders know anything that they can tell us. That's the first thing. The second thing is, will events in the future force them to say something? And that could be a mass landing of an alien craft, you know, shades of the day the Earth stood still. A mass landing, certainly they couldn't hide that. But remember here, too, that government officials will have a penchant for secrecy. Witness all the debates over the emails from Hillary Clinton as to what should be secret and what shouldn't be. There's a penchant for secrecy there. And I think if they were going to tell us anything, it would have to be done kicking and screaming with a moral or legal imperative. So otherwise, why say something?
A follow-up question from Ravensfee right on that topic. Do governments, in your opinion, know more about the UFOs than their citizens do?
Well, I think they know more about case histories. But whether they know any answers, I don't know. But it goes both ways. They could see a mystery that they don't want to confront, or a mystery they can't solve, and they don't want to admit, hey, we're being visited by things we don't know what they are.
No, I think it was a simple equation. The more you know, the more confused you are. The government knows a hell of a lot more than we are, so they're a hell of a lot more confused. So they are.
Okay, here we go. Last one from Ravensfee. Says, confession time. What's the thing you're most embarrassed about believing in or being involved in since being interested in this subject?
Oh, boy. You know what? I've always taken the attitude that I never 100% believed anything. I accepted the fact that weird things were going on, but I didn't have a final answer. And the nice thing about that is you aren't disappointed. You might be disappointed with a person not turning out to be what you hoped they would be. I'll give you an example of that. I think I was more impressed with Stanton Friedman early on. But he's become very doctrinaire in his approach to UFOs, and he has a certain expectation of what they are, and you can never move him away from that. He's locked into it, and that disappoints me.
Well, how does a person that doesn't believe in anything answer a question about what I believe in?
That's true.
I don't believe any of it. None of it. I have a hard time believing I'm sitting here doing a taping with these disembodied voices coming out of my computer.
Well, you know they're not real. That's Siri doing her impressions.
How do I know I'm not going to wake up and this whole lifetime was a dream?
Well, it's a matrix reality.
Exactly. I mean, I could die at some point in the distant future, and all of a sudden I'd wake up and go, wow, that was the coolest lucid dream I think anyone could ever have. And I'd be sitting in some with 50 virgins in a pool of lava, and I was some creature that lived in a 2,000 degree environment. Who knows? Well, I don't believe any of it.
This really brings me to a question I got to ask because I have to go back to this. What if when that happened, you looked over, and there was the tape recording from the hypno session you had as a child?
Cool. Well, at least I, because I'll tell you, my mother, she said, no, and don't ask me again.
Can you get your hands on that?
That would be cool. Well, there's a lot of stuff that my parents went to the grave with that I wish I got my hands on. Believe me, a lot of things.
You got to try and get that. You got to find that doctor in his warehouse and his old box.
No, Ivor Berkland. You know, I don't know. You know, good idea. We're talking almost, 45 years ago. So, maybe.
Let me ask you folks. I know some of you have little things going on in terms of blogs and stuff. Burnt State, do you have any place online we can find out more of what you do?
No, I keep that all pretty much secret and don't expose it to anybody outside of the work that I've done on Greg Bishop's show and here on the Paracast.
Jeff Crowell.
No, not really. I'm on Facebook. Other than that, I'm just a casual observer these days.
You used to have a blog.
I did. I used to have a blog. Used to have a paranormal research group. I did join MUFON the other day.
CJ, do you have any place where one can find more of your work?
Nope. total stealth presence, just like Burnt State.
But ufology, you sure do. We have a couple of seconds here to tell us about it.
We've got the Ufology Society International at UFOPages.com.
USI, baby.
That's right.
I'm a card-carrying member.
Hey, and well-deservingly so. An award-winning member.
Flattery will get you maybe a little bit somewhere.
Let me tell you again, folks, about the PowerCast Plus. We did this in response to requests to have an ad-free version of the show. Go to plus.thepowercast.com. You sign up for a year, you sign up for 5 years, or if you just want to do it on the cheap and try it out, sign up for month to month. You get the ad-free version of the show, higher quality audio. We also have a second show called After the Powercast, which is color commentary. Sometimes we just can't do it all on the main show, so we continue on After the Powercast, just as we did with Walter Bosley the previous week. In fact, this discussion will continue positively on After the Powercast. We've got more to do. We're also giving away a couple of e-books from Chris O'Brien. For a one-year subscription to the Powercast Plus, you get Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. For 5 years, we add a second book, Stalking the Tricksters. To learn more, go to plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's if you want to donate to the San Luis Valley Camera Project. That's the place to go. Burnt State, Jeff Crowell, Chris Johnson, Ufology, thank you for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks for opening yourselves up to the listeners to engage in this show.
Thank you very much for having us. Really enjoyed our time on here and all the interesting insight and answers to the questions that were posed by us and the forum posters.
I appreciate the invitation to take part in this, and I appreciate you guys doing a show on Turn the Tables.
Glad to be on the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.